Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so wonderful that we get to spend this moment of connection together. Happy Monday morning if you're listening to it this Monday morning. I hope that if you're listening to it throughout your week or in the evening that you've just had such a fantastic day or evening, whether you're listening to me on your way to work, going on a little walk if the weather permits. Low key right now in Vancouver, I know we need the rain because of all of the wildfires in BC, so I'm really happy that we've had the last 3 days of pouring rain. But it's not walkable weather. I mean, I guess good for me because I can't really walk in long amounts because of my sprained ankle. But if you have a moment to step outside in nature and just really ground yourself, I'm so happy that we are here together to connect. It truly is such a wonderful time for me always when I get to think about sitting and recording for you. But I did want to update you guys quick on my last week with my sprained ankle. I tried to get crutches. I ended up having a doctor's appointment after I went to urgent care just because I wanted her to get my x-ray results and so that we could go over it and everything just to confirm there was no fracture. And she told me to not bear weight on my foot, but I didn't really have pain to bear weight. It was more of moving it in a crazy amount, or you know, I can't really go on demi point, or I couldn't at the time, things like that. And so I ended up getting crutches, tried to use them for 24 hours, and holy moly, I don't know how in the past all of my friends that have hurt themselves in their lower body were using crutches. I have no idea. They were so painful, I had to return them. There was no way I was able to use them for a week. But you know, my bruise right now is so gnarly. It's every single day it gets worse in terms of that. But I guess that means I'm healing and I'm just thankful that I can still walk and my physio exercises are going well. And I've been doing a ton of upper body this week. Literally every single day I've done only upper body. So hopefully those gains are showing. But I'm really looking forward to actually being able to be even more mobile than I am and focus on my lower body. And once the bruising goes away, and it's still a little bit swollen, but not nearly as bad as it was when it first happened. But I don't think I'll be going in a bubble ball anytime soon. But yeah, I'm looking forward to diving into this topic today. It's actually something that has come up fairly recently in my life, and then also when I'm connecting with my friends and stuff. It's kind of come up in conversation over the last little bit of time, and I don't know if collectively we've kind of all, maybe the universe is sending us signs to really look inward and see what lessons can be learned from these situations. But I figured it was just a great topic to dive into today. So please don't go anywhere. As always, I can't wait to connect. And if you feel like this episode would resonate just based on the title with someone that you love, please share it with them. I would really appreciate it. And hopefully we can open up a little bit of a dialogue after to discuss more if you guys have any thoughts or questions or anything like that. So let's get into it. Guys, I know we've all had that moment where you say something, you do something, or don't, and suddenly it haunts you, and the regret just hits like a punch in the gut. You know, it was making me think, is regret just emotional punishment that we spiral over, or is it a teacher in disguise? So today we are going to peel back the truth about regrets and how they might actually be the key to your growth. Regret, according to an article that I was reading, published December 13th of 2022 by a writer named Josh Wright, which of course I will tag in the show notes below for you to check out if you'd like to. It'll be the basis of our conversation today, but it states that regret is an emotion. And you know, usually it's a negative emotion that makes us feel worse and can be triggered when we think of something from our past and wish we had done something differently, maybe taken a different action, not taken a specific action. I figured it was a really perfect topic to discuss today because if you're listening and in your 20s, you're in one of the most difficult decades of your life. And I'm in my 20s, so I feel you. And I hear it only goes up from here, but we truly are in a very strange and hard decade to live in. And so regret is bound to show up, especially based on what's happened in our past. So I kind of wanted to shed light on how normal it is to feel regret in many avenues of your life. And I'm hoping by the end of this episode that you'll be able to look back at your regrets in a whole new light and maybe even thank them. And since you're human, you're this beautiful work in progress, truly a beautiful one indeed. So I think thanking your past self for getting to where you are now and learning from all that you've been through is an incredible experience that we can give to ourselves if we kind of look at it in that way instead of sitting in the discomfort solely of the negative aspects that we feel when we think about regret. And as always, throughout this episode, please take whatever resonates with you and kindly leave the rest out. Check it out if it doesn't work. I just truly want you to take away those moments that sat with you in your heart and soul. And I know we've just started, but if you're sitting there as we are getting into this topic and you're thinking about something you wish you had done differently, you are absolutely not alone. We all carry something. Whether right now you're experiencing the Sunday scaries, even if it's not Sunday, and seriously regretting the hangover and anxiety that follows with that feeling of not knowing if you were totally embarrassing or not the night before, or if you acted in a way that maybe sober you wouldn't have. Or maybe you regret saying something too impulsively to someone that you love, or even to a complete stranger. So now you're spiraling in your head and questioning what this person may now be thinking about you and your character. Or maybe you're regretting what wasn't said or done in a particular situation, and those what ifs start to pop up. That one is a huge one for me. The point of all of this is you are truly not alone in those feelings of regret. And of course, I'm always honest with you guys, and I really want to be transparent with you in today's episode because I'm here to also remind you that as I sit here and share my whatever words of wisdom, as you would call it, or reminders that I wish to portray out to this world to really make you feel like you are seen and heard because you are, I am not perfect in any way, shape, or form. There have been so many moments in my life where I've regretted a particular situation I put myself in. And in thinking about that, I was also inspired to talk about this topic today because, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, it has been very prevalent in the last little bit, even with some of my friends where we've had heart-to-hearts together. And two of my friends actually at different times, I was hanging out with them separately. They basically said to me that they were similar on the similar lines of feeling frustrated with themselves for staying in relationships as long as they did and seemingly not putting themselves first and not leaving sooner. And I don't want to put words into their mouth, but I think there maybe were a bit of regretful feelings there for not choosing themselves at the end of the day. And so in talking about all of that with them, it made me think back to times in my life where I've regretted relationships I've been in for longer than I should have been, or even I've regretted not finishing projects I've started because I was ultimately afraid of failure. During those moments that I was looking back on about my own life choices and circumstances, as well as listening to my friends and with them sharing their own regrets, I kind of knew that this wasn't a productive conversation for our growth or a productive feeling to sit in for our growth. And so I was thinking, you know, perhaps the choices that we've made with the regrets that come up surely have taught us something about ourselves and how we can move forward in this world. So I don't really want us thinking about regret as something solely completely negative, because clearly that wouldn't make us feel good about ourselves. And then we'll be, you know, spiraling in our head about, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this. And just like feeling so down that it wouldn't make you feel productive. So I kind of proposed a shift of a mind frame when I was talking to my friends about this. And I said something to them, obviously, give or take, it was a little bit different than this. But I had mentioned to them that your feelings are so valid and that they are meant to be felt. But had you not stayed in the relationships for as long as you did, first of all, we might not be friends now and we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about this, but you wouldn't be in this position that you're in right now, completely self-aware enough to know that you would choose differently next time. And yes, as much as it sucks that sometimes we as humans have to go through hardships over and over again in order to see the other side of it, it kind of truly is that saying, you grow through what you go through. And so yes, you could have spent that time doing something differently had you chosen differently at the time. But in that case, your life wouldn't be where it is now. And so now you can focus on yourself. You understand now what you want and how you will continue to show up in the best way for yourself as the best version of yourself each and every day. And without knowing it at that time, the regretful experience that you had was a huge learning lesson for you, one in which you've now grown immensely from it. So I really hope that that resonates with you. And I want you to picture me, I mean, we're sitting across from each other, having coffee, whatever it is, you know, but like, listen to that back again, if you can, without knowing it at the time. That regretful experience that you now have was a huge learning lesson for you, one in which you've grown immensely from it. So I think feeling regret isn't necessarily a weakness, but it's kind of our body's awareness trying to speak up and trying to teach and tell you something. And the thing is, it is so normal. Regret is so normal to feel. It doesn't make you weird. It doesn't make you invalid. It doesn't make you broken. We are all going to feel small moments of that. But it's just your body's way of telling you, okay, let's figure this out. Let's see how we can move forward now, maybe in a different way. So what's our plan of attack for today? I mean, I really want us to think about ways in which we can shift this mindset. How can we turn regret into growth? I have a few things that we're going to discuss in that. But the first thing that I kind of want us to remember is to practice forgiveness over shame. Because ultimately, we cannot grow from what we hate. Think about times where you want to make a change in your life, but if you're sitting in such a negative emotion, you have zero motivation to move forward. Which makes so much sense because the energy it takes to feel as down as you're feeling isn't going to propel you to move forward. So we can't grow from what we hate. So please start being kinder to yourself and know that you're not perfect and you won't ever be. So give yourself grace to understand that you've made mistakes and you're going to continue to make mistakes because that's just a part of life. Be kinder to yourself. Speak kinder to yourself. And just give yourself a bit more of wiggle room than you do, because I know that you create that space for all of the people that you love in your life and then seemingly forget about you. Because somehow we think that we have to be this picture perfect person, and you know, you're not gonna be. And that's what's so cool about you, that you're not perfect. I want you next to prioritize lessons over loops. And looping in that, think of like that hamster wheel in your mind's like spiraling over and over again, running in that same motion, that same direction. So we don't want to loop those thoughts. Maybe there is lessons to learn from this. So what can you take away from this? What will you do differently next time? You get to choose your own path at the end of the day. So if you know from a previous experience that you've maybe regretted, allow that feeling to be your guide in knowing how you will choose to move going forward and how it will be different. And you know, as the example I stated earlier about my two friends who were talking about relationships in particular, like, even if you regret staying in a relationship for too long, maybe you now have the insight to never ignore that gut feeling again. To never ignore those signs that your inner voice is telling you. And that maybe when that red flag pops up the first time, whatever first sign it is that makes you feel uneasy or gives you that familiar feeling of, oh my gosh, I've been here before and I don't want to repeat history, you're going to find that first one and move forward accordingly. You're going to move on. You're going to let it go. You're going to say, this doesn't serve me. But had you not gone through that relationship where you maybe did stay for too long in hindsight, you wouldn't have the insight that you do now to know, I'm not tolerating this, you know? Like, I am going to choose differently for my life because I see my life differently. And the last thing that I want you to practice is being present over this feeling of paralysis. Because I think we miss the beauty of now when we live in the could have beens, should have beens, what ifs, whatever it is. And staying stuck in the past omits us from focusing on the present and enjoying the now. And while ruminating is so common, because guys, trust me, I feel like, especially in moments where I'm regretful or even ending something or just an experience where I kind of thought it would go in a different way, I definitely replay these like movie montages in my head like over and over again of like, what would this look like if I had chosen differently? Where would my life be now? And I'm like playing those moments in my head, but that's not helpful for growth. And it's not where you want to be if we in fact want to grow and evolve and also enjoy the incredible life that we have now. So acknowledging that you're in the now, that by retracing your steps in the moment of time where you would have made a different decision, really won't change the reality of the situation that you're in now. Going back and thinking, oh my gosh, had I done this, my life would look here. Again, that's not where your life is now. All you can do is learn and grow now. So sitting in the present moment, thanking life for all of its beauty and thanking the universe for, you know, protecting you in the way that it has and guiding you in the way that it is, because you're here where you are now for a reason. If you were meant to be in a particular situation from the past, you'd be there. You'd be with this person still that you were with. You would have still been in that job that you were in before. But if you're not, then it means that you weren't meant to be on that path. So learning to be present in the moment now and not worried about this past and just focusing on taking one step at a time and knowing like my future is so bright, it will be so fulfilled. I just have to be grateful and present and keep pushing forward instead of trying to backpedal. Like, backpedaling will not get you where you want to be. And I understand that there's like this pressure to have life all figured out. I don't know. Gosh, I hope it gets better. In our 30s, 40s, 50s, I truly do hear that it does get better. I was listening to a Mel Robbins podcast the other day. I'm not quite done it yet, but it was like 20 things I wish I knew at 20 or something like that, or in my 20s. And she had an expert come on, Dr. Meg something. I'm like, hey, girl, same name. Love that. But, you know, she was saying how the 20s truly are such a difficult time. And like, if you look back in your life and you're saying my 20s were the best years of my life, I think there might be something low-key wrong. Like, why are we moving backward? Because, you know, we don't have it all figured out. And for some reason, we think in our 20s that we suddenly will, even though we're diving into the first decade of our lives where no one is saying how to do something. Like, we are fully in the deep end on our own trying to stay afloat. So of course, each decade will get better because we just know from experience how we want to live in this world. And so of course it would get better. And I want to remind you that we are our own worst critics. Truly we are. And that little voice inside my head personally is like running up there, creating all this pressure to have it all figured out too. So you're totally not alone in that. But also, there is no perfect path in life. There's just the one that you're walking and you're learning from. And that's the best life path that you can be on is yours. Just to know that nobody has it all figured out the way that, you know, you think everybody has it figured out. And that it's just you, because I promise you, it is not just you. In reading this article, though, I found it super interesting because he was saying how as we age, we tend to regret things that we didn't do more than the things that we did. And I feel like right now, when I think about regret, I think about past things that I've done in my life that I'm like, shoot, I really shouldn't have chosen that. But it sounds like for the majority of the population, at least from who he was talking to or whatever stats he was pulling from, people as they got older were regretful of the things that they did not do in life. you know, whether that was like reaching out sooner to somebody from a particular relationship, or if a relationship, friendship, whatever it is, drifted apart. A lot of people were saying in this article that they regretted not reaching back out or not reaching out to somebody that they wanted to be in contact with sooner. But even like another example of regretting not doing something, say you wanted to, I don't know, study something or do this creative project that you were thinking about. I'm sure people have regretted not trying it because, yes, it's scary not to try it and it's scary to fail. But what if regret isn't about our past at all? And like, what if it's trying to show us how to live better now? So in that, like, is there something that you're putting off because you're afraid it might not work out? I know it's scary to try. It's scary of the failure. But if all of these people have this common experience as they get older of regretting not trying something, what if the regret is more painful than a rejection by chance? Why don't you just try anyway, no matter the outcome? Why don't you just give it a shot? Because wouldn't you have rather lived a life as you're, you know, older, you're talking to your grandkids, your children, whoever it may be, your friends, as you're sitting in an old folks home, whatever it is, and saying like, you know, I know this didn't work out. I know my singing career or my career as an actor didn't work out, or whatever it is that you wanted to try. I'm so glad I tried it anyway, because I know that I at least tried and that I learned something from it. I do feel like I would regret not doing things over things that I had done, for sure, as I age. I feel like had I not started this podcast, I would have gone my entire life being like, what if I started this? I wish I had started it. So no matter the outcome, give it a shot. I challenge you, as we close out here, to shift your frame of mind the next time that you find yourself ruminating and maybe regretting a choice, or maybe not regretting a choice. Like, say you had an opportunity back in the day to do something and then you didn't. I encourage you to try it now. I'm sure it's not too late. But when that pops into your mind of how I wish I did something differently, I want you to ask yourself, okay, what did I learn from this? How can I grow from this? What am I proud of myself for navigating? Because what if your biggest regret is actually your biggest compass? And I don't think regret means you failed. I think it means you've cared. I think it means that you're learning. It means that you're human and you're growing. And so again, the next time that you feel that ache of regret of something that you could have done, should have done, would have done differently, I don't know, whatever it is, ask yourself, what is it here to teach me and how can I thank it? And then also let it go, because sitting in that constant feeling and not being able to allow the emotion to surface and be felt, but then not letting it go, isn't going to help you for your growth, isn't going to help your healing journey. I feel like something cool that we could do is, even if you feel inspired to journal, why don't you journal about one regret that you have in your life, but extract what you've learned from it, how you've grown from it, how your life is different now, knowing that you would choose differently in this life, knowing that things are different because of this regret? If you really want to, you can absolutely DM me and share your thoughts on this episode, or even like share a regret that you've had in life if you're comfortable sharing, and what you've learned from it. I just want us, as we age, if you're in your 20s listening to this, or whatever age you're listening to it, I know we all age, but I just don't want us to regret not doing something. I feel like that's the biggest thing about all of this, because we truly can't change the past. We can acknowledge that things have, you know, been difficult, and yeah, we wish we would have done something differently, but I think the biggest thing is not regretting not doing something. I just don't want you to not try something in your life because you're too afraid and you're afraid of the potential failure. Don't give up on yourself too easily. Like, I feel like that's just like selling yourself short. Why don't you just give it a try? I just don't want you to be 65 and wishing that you had gone after what you wanted to go after. So this is your sign. If you're thinking about doing something, just freaking do it. you're going to surprise yourself. I know that you will. You have so much capabilities within you. You are truly incredible and knowledgeable, and you wouldn't be here today if you weren't equipped to handle everything that you want to try. You will absolutely, absolutely crush it in whatever you set your mind to. I truly believe that. But you guys, that is our episode on regret and how we can shift our minds into thinking, you know, regret is actually a learning lesson instead of this negative emotion that we will just ruminate, because we don't want to ruminate in all of this negativity. I want you to be so happy and fulfilled in your life and just feel so much love around you, because there is so much love around you. But as always, I appreciate you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've made it this far, if you want to share this with a friend, that would be great. I know, of course, as we go through, what are we on, like episode 21 or something like that? I mean, this is only just the beginning. It'll go up from here, I promise. I'm learning as I go through this, but it's been such a cool journey so far. And just, I love connecting with you guys and just knowing that even if I can just remind you of how strong you are, that is, I'm doing my job and I absolutely love it. But I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. And of course, I am sending all of that beautiful energy to you. So I really, really hope that you feel it. And I can't wait to connect next week with you guys. We're so close to end of August, which is crazy. Summer's going by so fast. But if you haven't listened to my August episode about how to make the most of the rest of summer, please do. There's so many jam-packed things in there that you can do to close out summer and even in the beginning of fall, and just, you know, carrying that energy into the rest of our year, because I don't want winter, but like, we need to make the most of our time. It's gonna be such a fantastic year. But I love you guys so much. I can't wait to connect with you guys next Monday, and yeah, we'll talk so soon. Okay, bye.